When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's Group Therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I'm a female lawyer on the brink of making partner at a mid-sized firm. I've been passed up several times in favor of male colleagues who bill fewer hours and generate significantly less business. When I asked what I needed to do to get there, I was told I needed to smile more, come out of my office and attend more company events and happy hours.
What is this, Mad Men?
It feels a little like that, doesn't it? I attend all holiday parties and major firm events, but I'm already working 70-plus hours a week, which leaves me little time for my family.
Yeah.
The happy hours are every week and last for hours, and I don't drink. I am friendly. I make conversation with the partners and get lots of praise from clients. I'm already burned out, and it's affecting my family life and health. I'm just not sure I can give any more, and the men that were promoted above me rarely attend any of these events, leave the office at 4, and I'm willing to bet we're never told to smile more. I feel like there's very much a boys' club situation, and it might be a subtle form of discrimination. There is only one female partner out of 20, and these are the people voting.
Mm-hmm.
I've invested a lot in the company, so it's not that simple to just leave.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, man, just find another job. But, like, that's... I feel bad because it's like, hey, this is 2022. Come on, can't we do better?
Yeah, 100%. This is, sounds exactly, and like that would be, I'd be frustrated.
Hey, sweet cheeks, why don't you smile more and maybe you'll get a promotion?
Exactly.
Like, are you kidding me?
Exactly what I was like hearing in my head. Like, well, if you'd smile more. What? What?
Oh my God.
That makes me want to smile less.
And I get that she's invested. And especially in that industry, I know about my mom, she went to law school and she worked for a couple different law firms. And you do, I mean, you build up like tenure and you, so there is some worth in not being the newest on the team, you know?
Yeah, Zach is pointing out she's a lawyer. She should know that's actual discrimination. It's a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess. All right.
But so, I guess maybe it's different within that.
But really, I mean, it's not just that industry, I would say. I mean, I would say there are a lot of people who could probably relate to this, regardless of whether or not you're in law.
Yes. But, you know, a lot of people are kind of pointing out, like Lisa says, she's attorney and she's coming to us for advice. It, well, I think this is more of a how do I navigate the work culture?
Yeah.
Because if you like start throwing threats of, hey, you're discriminating and I'll sue you, it's probably not going to get them to vote for you for partner.
I wonder if she's thinking to herself, because obviously they're in her mind, there's got to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Otherwise, she would have just cut and run. She would have just said, all right, I'm out, I'm done. So,
right.
So either it's monetarily, beneficial to her to stick it out, or she sees that one female partner out of 20 and goes, I can be you, right? And maybe she sees the benefits of that and is like, how do I get through the muck to get to the light at the end of the tunnel? Because to me, there's got to be something keeping her there. Otherwise, it's just like, girl, go. Like,
well, no, I think it's her track record. She's been working to get to this point. And I guess you have to lay groundwork because they vote for you.
Right.
So,
and so she doesn't want
to like,
just
start all over.
Exactly. At a new place or something like that. All right. So if you've had experience in, and maybe not in a law firm, but maybe just in a quote boys club situation, I'd love to hear how you navigated it.
Yeah.
And if you were able to say something or do something to gain the respect or show that, because I think it's important to hear from people who didn't leave.
Yes. And you know, maybe when someone said, and we don't know if this was like an official reason.
Yeah.
Or if it was somebody's opinion, like, well, maybe if you smiled more and you came to more events, maybe they would, you know, get to know you better and feel more
comfortable. Yeah, kind of like, hey, as a friend, you know, you kind of have RBF and you look grumpy all the time.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so maybe if they saw you, like, look happy, maybe that, you know, I get that we're only hearing one side of the story. We're hearing her side of the story.
Sure.
So we're not hearing it from, like, the company side, but, you know, it does look, it does. That doesn't paint it great.
If that's what I was told. But again, I don't know if it was in an official capacity or if this was somebody's like advice, like, hey, maybe if you tried this.
All right, 502-571-9970. 502-571-9970. Group Therapy. Would love to hear your experience with this next on 9970JX. Group Therapy. She's experiencing what she feels like is a bit of a boys' club at her place of work. She says it's kind of complicated and not that simple just to leave because she's invested a lot. She's got some tenure, but she's just not getting the advancement she wants because she doesn't smile enough.
That's what she was told. Now, we don't know if she was told as like, you know, that's the official reason we voted for you. If that was kind of like a, hey, a friendly advice, maybe try this kind of a situation. But, you know, she's obviously pretty frustrated. There's only one other female partner out of 20.
Yeah.
And those are the people voting.
Yeah, go ahead quick.
As a woman that works in a predominantly male environment and industry, I'm thoroughly invested. But unfortunately, I'm getting ready to get out of my truck and go onto a job site.
Oh.
So I wanted to know if I would be able to listen to it later.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We're going to put it up on the podcast. We have the segments in a podcast. We have the entire show in a podcast afterwards at Ben and Kelly Show. Just go to the website, WDJX.com. Scroll down. You'll see it.
Yeah, because, and like I said before, I think that even though this, our listener is in the law profession, I don't necessarily think it is just segmented to that field.
Exactly. Yeah, no. And again, if you are trying to get voted on as a partner in the law firm, do you want to be throwing around threats of, I'm going to sue you for discrimination?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what she's trying to avoid.
Yeah. Hey, Mallory.
So I was with a company for 3 years in a specific department the whole time that I was there. And every time that I would meet with my immediate supervisor as far as growth within the company, I would express to them kind of where I wanted to go and what direction I wanted to go in. And they said that they would be supportive of it, but never really was. And like their actions were not equaling the things that they were telling
Same.
Me. And
yeah.
So I just knew that even though I had put in my time there, I had been there for, you know, 3 years already, that I wasn't going to get where I was wanting to be. So I actually decided to leave that company and go somewhere else as a temp to hire. So I kind of took the risk for myself and my family going to a different company to grow in the way that I wanted to grow. And I've been with that company for a little over a year now, and I've already made bigger moves there than I have in the 3 years that I was previously with the other company. So I think I understand her not wanting to give up her seniority and her tenure at the law firm she's at now, but sometimes it's worth taking a little step backwards to be able to grow further in the long run.
Man, that's a good point.
So I hope that helps.
Jinx.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know what, it is that simple just to leave. The whole 70 plus hours, you know, not having work-life balance. I mean, that's going to, you know, really cut into your enjoyment, you know, of just in life.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike said, start your own firm. I don't have any legal needs, but would love to know I have such a hardworking person in my corner and would pay a retainer.
Would you look at that?
There you go. That's an idea.
So I know that's probably not what you wanted to hear or get from this, is for everyone to say, just leave, because you literally said, I don't, it's more complicated than that, but maybe it's not.
Yeah. We don't know the real true inner workings of that firm. Lindsay said, as a lawyer, I would think you would be documenting these instances and possibly building a discrimination suit. If there truly is only one out of 20 that are female, there's something wrong with that. And then got a text message. Mary Kate said, you know what? Wish people would stop telling women to smile. Go say that to Dave. Hey, Dave, you need to smile more. You're right. Nobody says that to Dave.
All right. Well, I think we're all kind of saying maybe it's time that you, and I'm sure you are, but if you haven't, document all this stuff and, you know, find a new job. Because
yeah, you know what, and maybe not all of the partners are aware that something like that was said to you. This could just be like one person.
Yeah.
That's like painting that picture for her. I don't know. I would start documenting all of that. And somebody else suggested on Facebook, go talk to the female partner.
Yeah, I was gonna say the mentor maybe. Yeah.
Right. And see, you know, try to bend her ear about the situation and see what she has to say. And then start, you know, to make your decisions. If you think this is, you know, an insurmountable mountain to climb right. in this particular firm, then maybe we start thinking about making plans to go elsewhere or break out on your own.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. We're all rooting for you. And yeah, keep us posted on all that. That is Group Therapy.